with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting there's now a court challenge to Louisiana's new Ten Commandments law.
Less than a week after Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the new Louisiana law.
The Ten Commandments in every classroom.
The American Civil Liberties Union, the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Freedom from Religion Foundation have filed suit. They argue the mandate violates the separation of church and state and may alienate some students who are not Christian. Proponents say they're foundational documents of government. The Supreme Court in 1980 and in 2005 ruled Kentucky was violating the Constitution with a similar law. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The House returns Tuesday with a trio of GOP spending bills.
Republicans aim to pass a trio of packages before the July 4th recess, including the always contentious measure to fund the Department of Homeland Security. Freedom Caucus member Chip Roy of Texas says he's encouraging Speaker Johnson to use the same playbook to pass spending bills as they did for the National Defense Authorization Act, namely communicate with the hardliners. Roy says they tried to minimize the more political votes and focus on the issues that mattered to all members. Republicans will also unveil more spending bills, including one funding the Department of Justice that could include former President Trump's much-desired language to defund the prosecutors pursuing charges against him, including Special Counsel Jack Smith, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, and Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. Bernie Benton in Washington.
A judge in Texas has set bond of $10 million for an undocumented Venezuelan man accused of killing a 12-year-old Houston girl. The girl's body was found in a creek after she disappeared during a walk to a convenience store. On Wall Street, the Dow by 260 points, the Nasdaq declined 192, the S&P lower by 16. This is SRN News. A Catholic hospital in Canada is being sued. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
St. Paul's in Vancouver refuses to allow assisted suicide on its premises and has a legal exemption for that. But a couple whose daughter wanted to kill herself is going to court in hopes of forcing St. Paul's to violate its religious beliefs. In fact, the hospital transferred the couple's daughter to another facility where she was able to end her life. The plaintiffs in the case say no medical facility should have any exemption of any kind. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Thailand's Senate has voted overwhelmingly to approve a bill that would legalize same-sex marriage, clearing the last legislative hurdle for the country to become the first in Southeast Asia to enact such a law. The legislation now goes to the king for his pro forma endorsement. Thailand has become the third place in Asia after Taiwan and Nepal to allow gay marriage. This is SRN News. An alarming report indicates Iran has found a safe haven for its weapons in Lebanon. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
The British Telegraph revealed on Sunday that a huge stockpile of Iranian arms and munitions is being stored beneath Beirut Airport, a civilian airport located only 4 miles from the capital. Included are ballistic missiles, guided missiles, Burkhan rockets, explosives mixed with toxic powder, and much more. On Monday, a tour of the airport hosted by the Lebanese government for diplomats and journalists to dispel the report went awry when the invited journalists demanded but were denied access to the airport's air cargo center. The journalists left the scene and the transportation minister ended the event. The Lebanese accused Israel of spreading disinformation because the war has cost it business. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.